This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Every farmer is warning us from every field on God's green earth. A reckoning is imminent. The four horsemen of the apocalypse are galloping on the horizon.
Last year in the United States, we lost over 500,000 farms. We lost over 125 million acres of farmland. There's never been a time that the local rancher or producer needs your help. Buy American and buy local.
Microsoft founder Bill Gates is the largest private owner of American farmland. Gates alone holds over 275,000 acres across 19 states.
Our government allowed two giant companies controlled by foreign governments to come in and acquire. One of them is controlled by the Chinese, and they bought Smithfield out of North Carolina. And the other one was a Brazilian company that came in and bought up one of the other major players. Why would we want to have an antagonist own 25% of our meat processing? It makes no sense at all.
Convoys of hundreds of tractors and trucks have slowed or blocked the traffic on major roads leading to major cities in the last 3 weeks. And many of the protesting farmers in France have also stopped after the government there offered a series of financial concessions. And they've also blocked numerous border crossings with the Netherlands. In Portugal, farmers have partly blocked a key bridge on a main road into Lisbon.
In the Netherlands, it was about fertilizer. In Germany, it's about the so-called diesel privilege. In France, it's about restrictions on the use of pesticides.
The CIA media and its satellite propagandists are covering up a global revolution that is far worse than any war. Engineered global starvation in order to rein in the GMO agricultural control of the United Nations Agenda 2030 and the Great Reset.
Climate transition is a key priority for our societies. We need to make sure that our farmers can be a partner in this.
With our new climate and nature plan, we focus on the following three things. First, the green transition. Second, the growing physical impact of climate change. And third, the risks from nature loss and degradation.
Our peaceful and united Europe is being challenged like never before by populists, by nationalists.
We hear the propaganda that increases of the gas of life, a trace gas in the atmosphere, will bring a disaster, and that we will have runaway global warming. Sorry, folks, we've known for 200 years from chemistry that it's the exact inverse.
In America, Soros pawns are now making it a priority to wage lawfare on the average farmer, while a backdoor elimination of fertilizer, livestock, and farms by any means necessary is well underway.
In order to get net zero, we'd have to kill all the animals, including ourselves. Food and energy. Nothing else is as important as those two things. Water, right, is part of food. They haven't decided to cut the water off just yet.
You know, climate change is a bit abstract. Some people understand it really well. Some understand it a bit. Some just don't understand it. Water, every kid knows how important it is to have water. When you're playing football and you're thirsty, you need water.
4 billion of us depend on nitrogen fertilizer, which they now say is bad because it's a greenhouse gas or whatever.
And in particular, what the net zero movement does is it ignores the benefits of fossil fuels and it exaggerates the negative side effects. That's the key thing that's going wrong. Fossil fuels are crucial to the availability of food for 8 billion people in two ways. So anyone want to suggest what are the ways in which fossil fuels are crucial to food? Fertilizer. So that's one. So modern fertilizer is derived from natural gas. We cannot feed 8 billion people without plentiful fertilizer. Before natural gas, we were trying to use bat guano. That was our best fertilizer. Bat guano didn't scale very well to 8 billion people. So natural gas is crucial. There's nothing close to natural gas in terms of fertilizer.
Meanwhile, a tsunami of illegals is slowly reintroducing screwworms and hoof and mouth disease to American livestock our ancestors tenaciously battled with and eliminated from the U.S. Our nation is running out of time. No one wins in a war against the farmer. Everybody starves and everybody dies. John Bound, reporting for InfoWars.
It's a globalist depopulation plan in full swing.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Economic collapse news and border collapse news. We're going to hit their attempted race war first.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So we've seen Google Gemini AI, we've seen Adobe AI, we've seen a bunch of them erase all white people. Where you can't even search a white person. You search a Viking, you get a black guy. You search George Washington, you get a black guy. You search Jesus, you get a black guy. Now, my job is not an apologist for black people or white people or anybody else. It's just to call balls and strikes. But we know what's really happening here. If you tune in to any movie or any show, not just Google Gemini or AI systems, but you want to watch a show about Vikings and half the characters are black. Well, you don't tune into a show about Shaka Zulu and the Zulus and get a bunch of white people as the Africans. This is meant at one level in Hegelian dialectic to create racial division and to confuse white people and everybody else. But it's really the corporate system pulling on the skin of camouflage of black people and saying, well, white people on average have guilt, the media has taught them. So if the corporations now put a black face on, this is blackface, they can then get their anti-human agenda through saying, don't oppose us, we're black. It's that simple. So this latest one is Advil, so-called pain reliever, with end caps at grocery stores and CVS's and Walgreens and Walmarts everywhere. There's one of them. And you go online, you can read it all on Advil's website, saying black people feel more pain than white people. It's unscientific. It's completely insane. It's bizarre. But Advil's saying we're black, like Biden said. Don't vote for me. You ain't black. Overhead shot, please. Here's Advil's own webpage. The Advil Pain Equality Project. Introducing the Advil Pain Equality Project. The Advil Pain Equality Project is a long-term commitment to champion equitable and accessible pain relief created by Advil and launched in partnership with Morehouse School of Medicine. The Advil Pain Equity Project's first campaign, Believe My Pain, is focused on eliminating the issues of pain equality in black communities. I mean, this is insanity. Just like two men can have a baby. Believe my pain. Black people have been abused. The corporate media represents them. They've stolen black people's identity. You know, if a white woman does braids, which all cultures do, it's not expropriation of a culture, who cares if it was. First they say, don't dress up as a Native American or an Eskimo or anything at Halloween. You're expropriating. You're being bad. It's all about don't express. Don't be yourself. Don't have fun. Think about what you say. And now it moves on to the corporations with ads. You're going to buy some Advil for joint pain or whatever. And everybody knows it's anti-inflammatory. It works really well. I've used it since I was a kid. And now they make that political that, oh, black people feel more pain, feel guilty while you're here on Netflix and CNN and ABC News and HBO, everywhere. White people are getting it better. You're white, so you don't have the same pain. What the hell does that mean? It's the weaponization of all culture and all communication to just fully immerse us in this garbage. So I have all this incredible World War III news and economy news, but what's the Fortune 500 doing? What's the BlackRock's doing? What's the big central banks? What are they up to? It's hiding behind black people and making almost every corporate spokesperson for banks or insurance companies or medical companies or drug companies or educational systems. You turn on the television and it's literally 90% black people. What does that have to do with reality? Black people are 13% of the population in the U.S. There's something like 20% of the population worldwide. Great, show black people, but it's not for black people. They're not the ones running this. It's the big central banks literally stealing the identity of black people. And I see the Charlemagne the Gods and all these other big popular talk show hosts that are black going, yeah, white people are jealous. We're super hot right now. We're doing great. The globalist system is collapsing. It's starting World War III. And it's literally skinned a black person, like they did with Obama to invade Africa with AFRICOM, and now says their entire agenda is black. It's camouflage, folks. Oh, God, everybody's waking up to BlackRock and the New World Order and Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and all these old, weird, inbred white people who are against everybody. And the blacks are finding out we're killing over half their kids with abortion. The blacks are starting to vote conservative and populist worldwide. What do we do? I get it. We'll just make every spokesperson black and say, when you go buy a bottle of Advil, black people feel more pain. Don't you feel guilty for who you are? It's full panic mode. They tried it 5 years ago when Starbucks started it. You'd go in to buy a cup of coffee and they'd say, do you want to give money to Black Lives Matter? Don't you feel bad because you're white? They want us all poor. They want us all bathed in 5G. They want us all under AI control. They want us all enslaved. And they're hiding the whole thing behind their New World Order. First, they defund the police. They take the guns to the general public. Crime explodes, and they put troops on the street, and everybody's basic rights are taken away. It's a formula of domination. I want to play a short 4.5-minute clip of Russell Brand doing a great breakdown on martial law a few days ago. We're going to air the whole report that's 22 minutes long in the third hour tonight. Roger Stone's coming up in a few minutes. But before Roger joins us to talk about the election and the political persecution, all the things that are happening, here's a snippet of Russell Brand.
A perspective from the other side of the aisle, to put it mildly, Alex Jones. Alex Jones has been a guest on our show, and Alex Jones will be a guest on our show again. As you know, I consider Alex Jones to be a kind of shamanic force in politics. Of course, he occasionally says things that are pretty crazy. Hey, who doesn't? But when it comes to the issue of piloting authoritarian measures and perhaps even martial law, Alex Jones is a voice that's perhaps important. Let's have a look at what he's saying on this subject.
When I was cutting my teeth 29 years ago on air, Bill Clinton had just been in office for a year or so, and it was confirmed the military was warning, it was coming out, they were leaking classified documents that now are all basically admitted and have been publicly rolled out against the public to incrementally bring in martial law. So they went from this being secret under Clinton, and then with Bush, yeah, it's mainly for Al-Qaeda, but it's also for domestic groups. And then you're asking, well, what's this really all about? And then you start to realize it's part of a long-term process of just getting the military, the police, the public ready for this. So here's what's happening. We're not going to have UN troops one day or Russian troops like Red Dawn, and you're in Colorado, and all of a sudden parachutes come down, and you've got Russian troops shooting at you. It'll be our own troops, but they'll be made up of people that have been tested for decades, going through the training, going along with attacking their own people. And now the troops are being deployed and searching everyone's bags.
Like, how can you not be affected by that image? That's armed military personnel on the subway being normalized. I am quite sympathetic to this perspective, given what I've witnessed and experienced in the last few years. And indeed, Jones is showing he's working out an incremental increase in these tactics and techniques over several administrations. Isn't that indeed the domestic heart of what globalism means, that regardless of who you vote for, you've got deep state interests that have an agenda that spans various administrations, and those administrations will focus on hot-button cultural topics. Meanwhile, the projects of war and social control will continue. And even beyond the physical representation of military presence on the street, which is terrifying, we know and often discuss how techniques designed to track and control dissidents abroad, specifically, literally, groups like ISIS, are now deployed. Once you've seen armed military personnel conducting bag checks on a subway in New York City when there isn't a war happening or anything remotely like it domestically across America, then you have to acknowledge that that is something that is significant, and quite a lot of power and time and propaganda has to be invested in saying that someone like Alex Jones is hysteric and due to his, let's call it, his presentational style.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Ukrainian phone call, that hoax, or Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation.
Or Pissgate, Trump's in a hotel being pissed on.
Right, or Putin bombed his own pipeline. How about that hoax? I mean, or Trump grabbed the steering wheel of his limousine and tried to wrestle it away from the Secret Service. It doesn't matter how false, how disproved.
Or I sent child porn to the Sandy Hook families. That was a hoax.
Well, Roger Stone was in a war room at the Willard Hotel planning the activities of January 6th. Another hoax. Never in any such war.
By the way, with Steve Bannon, who you've been at loggerheads with for years.
If there was a war room there, I didn't know about it at the time, and I was never in any war room, but that's not the way the hoax works. So these people are hysterical because Trump continues to lead in the polls. Any reasonable person who will see his comments in context will understand that he was talking about the car industry. But they, of course, want to make it sound like he was advocating violence. They went back and found a 2016 interview in which I used the word bloodbath, but they failed to note that I specifically said that I renounced violence and I was speaking of civil disobedience if the 2016 election was stolen. But they don't use that context. You see, this is how they roll. It's a game of vituperation. And I think people have now seen through it. I really think it is counterproductive, but they trot Nancy Pelosi out and Susan Glasser of The New Yorker and all of these elitist so-called journalists, disinformationists is what I would call them, and they all pile on. Fortunately for Elon and for the Internet, any reasonable human being can look at the context and see that Trump was not advocating violence. What's more troubling here, Alex, is whether this is being done to condition the public so that when they incite violence, they can flip it around and try to blame it.
Exactly.
On
so let's stop there. Stop. I'll give you the floor. They've been pre-programming that they're going to cause violence. They've got articles right here that he's a racist. That they're going to, that if he declares the Insurrection Act, they're then going to drive him from office. So we now know their play. They know he's got a landslide coming. Start over and explain that. This is confession through projection.
Yeah, I my great fear here is that this whole bloodbath hoax, where they're claiming inaccurately that Trump was advocating violence, is an effort to condition the public for violence that they later incite, like the Antifa and BLM riots of 2020. But they can then blame on Trump. Trump incited these riots. To be very clear, we have renounced violence. You see a lot of videos, but you don't see the one in front of the Supreme Court on January 5th, where I specifically said to the people in this rally, don't be goaded into violence. But they don't.
Or when Trump says peacefully march the Capitol.
Yeah, it's the same, it's the same ridiculous hoaxing we've seen. It doesn't matter whether it's Trump had a Russian bank server in Trump Tower, the Alpha Bank hoax. I mean, it's just, it goes on and on and on. But when nobody calls them on it, or after it's debunked and discredited, they turn around 3 weeks later and they just recycle the same thing yet again. They were really shameless in that regard.
They are. So how should Trump? I think he should come out and play the clip. He needs more fireside chats, which he never does. He should. Imagine him once a week or twice a week sitting there playing clips himself. It would hit 50 million views, 100 million views every time. And he could just play what he actually said, laugh at them, and respond. He needs to respond to this.
Well, I agree. I would like to see him back on X. And the truth is, all of his content through social is getting cross-posted onto X. So it's not like...
But not like it would if he'd do it. Why isn't he doing a Spaces with Elon? Why isn't he... his biggest mistake is not being on X.
I can explain that, I think, which is to say that they're trying to strip him of his wealth. They're trying to take every penny from him. You kind of know what that's like. The one of his greatest assets is Truth Social. He doesn't want to do anything that would devalue it.
Sure,
right,
but
now
he uses X to push the content there.
I don't disagree, but I'm just trying to tell you why I think why I believe.
Fine, I'll shut up. Start over. I'll start over.
Look, again, they're trying to strip him of his wealth. They're trying to take every penny from him and destroy him financially. Among his most valuable assets, evidently, is his equity in Truth Social. He doesn't want to do anything that he thinks, keywords, might devalue it right now. I don't blame him. Would I like to see him back on X? Yes, absolutely. Would I like to see him doing Spaces? Would I like to see him doing an interview with Elon? Would I like to see him posting? Yes, I would. And I think that will come. But it will come when he's ready to do it, not when you and I urge him to do it for our own reasons. So I'd like to see that. But I still think the hoax is getting discredited because of the new freedom that's available on X, which would never have happened. I mean, just think how successful they were in pushing the whole Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation, therefore you shouldn't cover it. They actually, as you know, they closed down the New York Post's feed on Twitter, which is outrageous. But when they had monolithic control of all communications, it was very easy to generate these fake hoaxes. Take your pick. Roger Stone was the go-between between WikiLeaks and Russian intelligence, or WikiLeaks and the Trump campaign. No, I wasn't, but they'll keep repeating that hoax, and if nobody contradicts it, and if you yourself are banned or censored or silenced and you can't or gagged and you can't contradict it, it becomes a widely known. They understand the big lie technique because they use it more than anyone else.
Well, that's right. And again, I've seen a lot of criticism of X allowing the hoax, but at least X is countering it. No one's criticizing Facebook or Instagram or Google that are still pushing it. Thank God for X.
Yeah, it would be nice to have those platforms be a level playing field, but they're not, and they're never going to be. It would be nice if Google would allow the refutation, the debunking of this fairly high up in their search engine, but we both know that they won't. So I view X and Telegram and True Social as beachheads, as vital beachheads. And look, Joe Scarborough, of all people, posted this fraudulent bloodbath hoax only to get fact-checked by Elon himself. Very quickly, Joe Scarborough took his post down. I think that demonstrates the enormous power of X and the courageous actions of Elon Musk, who's now finally, now that it's in new ownership, allowing freedom of expression. Is it perfect? No, it's not perfect, but it's very, very good.
Well, absolutely. In the last 16 months since Elon took over, X has doubled the number of users, and I see people bitching about X because Elon isn't working 24 hours a day. He's got to sleep. He has been all over the place reaching hundreds of millions of people saying this is a fraud against Trump. So I see this blow over their face, but it also tells me, Roger, when I come back and talk about this, that it shows they're going to go all the way. There's nothing they're not going to spend now. This shows real desperation.
I totally agree. We've been talking about this for some weeks. They're apoplectic. They're hysterical. The whole lawfare tsunami gambit is not working. So now it's up in the air as to whether they can get Donald Trump on trial someplace prior to the election, which is a key point in their plan to destroy him. That's why they are now so hysterical and why they're trying to blow this up into something.
Stay there, Roger. Let's come back and talk about all the show trials and the hot spots we're dealing with. Straight ahead with Roger Stone. We'll be right back. There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great if you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Eddie Bravo, Russell Brand coming up in the third and fourth hour tonight. We got 27 minutes left with Roger Stone. Now, I've got nuclear war news, massive COVID vaccines causing heart attacks, insurance companies admitting it. I've got all these incredible stories. But why would I raise this next before I go to Roger Stone? One of the top political operatives on Team Humanity in the world. One of the top advisors to Trump. He doesn't kiss and tell, but he's literally, you know, one of Trump's top advisors. Why would I hit this first right now? Because in this story, we find the keys to victory and destiny. Now, about a week and a half ago, Letitia James, the George Soros attorney general in New York, literally ran on destroying Trump, rigging all these trials, no juries against Trump, just judges. She gets up in front of firefighters at a speech she wanted to give, and they boo her ass. And she wanted them demoted. She wanted them put on furlough. She wanted them suspended. She wanted them fined. That was a week and a half ago, like 12 days ago. How un-American is that? You're a pig. You're a George Soros operative. You're this horrible, corrupt creature. It's persecuted us, by the way. Tried to get me indicted 3 years ago. FBI investigation, everything, she triggered. This pig, this arrogant slob, gets up in front of firefighters at their union. They pay dues. It's their event. It's their place. They boo her, and she tries to get them fired or demoted or their pay cut. And it backfired, and now they backed off. See, there's only so far this scum can push, and it's how far we let them. So, yeah, you think I like being targeted? You think Roger likes getting SWAT teamed? You think Trump likes getting SWAT teamed? You think we like getting perp walked? No, but we're men who cannot bow to tyranny. We're Americans. It's real. You're seeing it right here, just like you back us. But know that Trump is under attack. Know that we're under attack. I'll tell you, the left brags, oh, Trump has 10% of the money of Biden. He's running out of money. He's not getting donations. Because a lot of listeners think Trump's invincible because they see the poll numbers. They think, oh, he's great. No, folks, he's chewed up and shot full of arrows. He'll keep going. He's a warrior. President Trump needs your prayers, but also donations and your word of mouth. And don't take this for granted just because he's way ahead. They're going to try to steal it. And same for Roger, same for me. You want men that'll stand up? You got them. I'll do it even if you don't support me. I can't help it. I hate these people. But wouldn't you like to win? So I'm just telling you, don't expect we'll be here tomorrow, folks, if you don't back us. And I'm not bitching at you. I'm just saying we're in a war, and this is victory. This pig, this Soros, when I was a kid, they'd been on the news until he bought off the media, would go around bankrupting countries all over the world to steal pension funds to old people. He's a predator. And then this pig and his pig son and this pig woman sit there. I don't insult pigs. That's actually wrong. I don't insult cockroaches. They literally get booed, and she wants them fired. And New York finally said, you know what? We're not going to piece of James. There's a point where you got to find your manhood and say, no matter what you do to me, and she's trying to put me in prison, I'm not backing down to your fat, ugly Soros ass anymore. So I want to go back to Roger. We're going to skip the break to get more time, but there's a bunch of these clips, but here's the one they pulled out. It went on for like 10 minutes, her being booed, and she tried to persecute American firefighters at their own union for their speech. Think how far we've fallen. This scumbag, this Soros minion, wants to take their speech away because they're pissed that they saw her persecute her political rival who she said she would. Here it is. By the way, you notice I said I don't know what clip we'll get because we're 1 minute from coming back from break. And I go, get me a Letitia James clip. In post, we posted a Bandout video and X. Go get the ones that are straight on, because it goes on for 10 minutes. Post the whole thing. And she goes, hey, settle down. Shut up. I told you, shut up. It's the most, and she goes, I told you, be quiet. And she's thinking, I'm going to get your ass fired. We'll add those videos in there. The whole exchange is incredible. The video they found, Great Job Crew, is this little side video. They got HD video up front of her face going, quiet, quiet. I told you, shut up, shut up. And then she tried to get them fired. Folks, you feel safe in a country where this disgusting Soros cancer can shut down firefighters that don't like her at their own event? Roger, I'm ranting on this, but to me, this is a Rosetta Stone. This is a keyhole into the whole thing. Fire Department New York backs down on hunt for firefighters who booted Letitia James, after backlash. So just imagine, she thinks they don't get their speech. She wanted their job. Now they back down. To me, this is a bellwether where people realize you're going to lose everything if you don't find your balls, folks. You're going to lose everything if you don't stand up. And even if they got fired, they'll sue, they'll win. Just like the New York police officer that they went after. This is wrong, Roger Stone.
Alex, to put this in some context, Letitia James, of course, has no direct authority over the fire department. So Eric Adams, fire chief, was the one who announced that the officers who had offended her by the asserting of their free speech rights would be hunted down and that they would be terminated or otherwise disciplined. The public backlash against that was so great. It is so obvious to people that Trump was lynched by this woman in multiple trials where the charges make no sense, where there's no jury, where the judge declares him guilty before the trial even begins. The backlash just demonstrates the people out there watching InfoWars, the average person who is active and spots the truth and passes it on, is having an impact. So you're absolutely right. It does demonstrate that when they try to assert their authoritarian control over the average firefighter, when it came to the exercise of their free speech rights, they had to pull back. And that's very significant. Look, you have a woke New York City government. This week, they announced after an earlier attempt to ban all wood and coal-fired pizza ovens. Think about that, in the greatest mecca of pizza in the country. This week, they quietly passed a woke regulation that caused for a 75% cut in the emissions from those ovens because the outcry over their attempt to ban them did not go so well. So the entire New York City government is woke, and the people are starting to push back. They're particularly pushing back on the fact that the city has had an invasion of illegals. They don't know where to house them. It has caused huge fiscal problems and rising crime problems. They cook the crime statistics to make them look far better than they really are. So, yeah, I think this is a good sign that that people are not going to be denied their free speech rights.
So, Roger, it's a microcosm that she gets up there in the full clip and says, be quiet, shut up, and they don't shut up. And then the fire chief's like, turn yourself in, it'll be better for you. People are finally finding their American instincts again to say screw you, and they had to back off. Because, folks, there's no limit to what they're going to do. There's no limit to their power grabs. I mean, look at Hochul militarizing, basically martial law, taking over the city of New York, putting troops into the subways.
Yeah, it's very hard to believe that things have gone that sideways in New York State. But the truth is, they have, Alex, and they are. That's why they have grabbed onto this bloodbath hoax, because, as you pointed out, things are not going their way, and they're getting increasingly hysterical. The way Letitia James acted was very reminiscent of the insolence of Fannie Willis when she was deposed. It's that same arrogance. I can do whatever I want. You have no right to challenge.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy TurboForce is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get TurboForce 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Because the actual article is Tyson's going to fire its employees to hire illegal aliens.
Yeah, again, this is typical of their ability to perpetrate a hoax. They're very good at perpetrating a hoax. Just remember, Trump was stealing nuclear secrets at Mar-a-Lago, and if we don't arrest him, he's going to sell them to the Chinese or the Russians. Remember that hoax?
Yes.
Remember that? Same people who pushed the Russian collusion hoax, who pushed the Steele dossier hoax, who pushed the Hunter's laptop hoax, who pushed the DNC was hacked by the Russians. So it's the same people, and they repeat the same lie until they persuade voters. But I do think they're losing their grip on public dialogue, which is changing the political dynamic. It's why Trump is leading in the polls, despite all of this pile of crap that they keep laying on him.
Well, that's the next question. Trump puts on an air of invincibility and of confidence, which that's how he is, so it's not fake. But he's not Jesus. What do we do to support Trump? Because I'll criticize him on policies to get him to do what I think is best and what listeners want. Doesn't mean I don't support Trump. I totally support him. What about some Democrat Party cult? But this guy is like Superman when it comes to fighting these people. What can we do with only 8 months out from the election to ensure he wins?
Well, Alex, I think you put it, you said this earlier. The gap between the Republicans and the Democrats in fundraising, the gap between Trump and his opponents in fundraising, is enormous. Biden, as an incumbent, can dip into all the special interest cash and the ideological money of people like George Soros and other billionaires. Trump has a huge base of small and medium-sized donors. he has to rely on that. He's not the toast of Wall Street. He's not the toast of the financial elite. Sure, he's got a few wildcatter type millionaires and billionaires, guys who are self-made, who like the fact that he's an outsider because they themselves are outsiders. But by and large, he's not getting big money. People can go to DonaldJTrump.com. DonaldJTrump.com. Previously, I would have told people do not give to the Republican National Committee under any circumstances. Now that there's a change of leadership there, now that I know the people who are in charge and they know how to stretch a dollar, now that I know that many of the expensive consultants and the window dressing is being cleared away, yes, I think it is now safe to give to the Republican National Committee then. Would never have said that 2 weeks ago. But with Laura Trump there, and particularly with Chris LaCivita, the operative running the day-to-day operations, at least having authority over it, I'm confident your money will now be spent well. So DonaldJTrump.com, that's first and foremost. And then after that, I'd go to the RNC. There's a couple of very good super PACs that support Trump. If you're able to give more, I think that's worthwhile.
Well, but I was about to say, all this free market money that's out there that isn't organized, the problem is the conservatives and populists, they've got money that aren't organized. Soros and Larry Fink are kicking our ass, folks. If you don't double down now, we're going to lose everything. Now is the time for full support of everybody or we're going to lose it all. And that's not rhetoric, folks. It's true.
Well, Alex, I would also add that if you, and I can understand this, if donors are reticent about giving their credit card information over the internet or they're reticent about giving through WinRed, which is the payment processing a company that is used by the establishment Republicans, fine. Then drop a check in the mail. Make it out to Donald J. Trump for president. That information is on the website.
Yeah, the second American Revolution is happening now. We need full commitment, people. Rogers committed. Trump's committed. I'm committed. Tucker's committed. Joe Rogan's even getting committed. Are you not going to stand? Folks, we're facing hell if you don't commit now. I mean, it is so obvious, Roger.
You know, Alex, in the break, you were talking about your Gadsden Frag T-shirt. And I must tell you, this is my favorite InfoWars T-shirt. When I go to the liquor store, trust me, this triggers the libtards like nothing else you could possibly wear.
That's a classic InfoWars. We should come back with the obnoxious navy blue with the big red InfoWars. You know, InfoWars is long in the tooth. We can be shut down imminently. And people like think, oh, that's a little rhetoric by me. No, no, it's very close. I've told you privately. But regardless, I won't be shut down. I'm just going to punish my crew. But this is a full-on war, Roger.
I agree, Alex. I was happy looking at Rumble today. People can watch me at rumble.com/Roger Stone. Joe's really taking off, and we're grateful for that. So drop into the Stone Zone or go to StoneZone.com. We are also the tip of the spear.
Absolutely. That's why I got you on almost every couple of days. But, Roger, the time we have a few minutes, I mean, we're so close to the fire that we kind of get used to it. We have a normalcy bias. I think people do realize, but how close we are. Just this week, Macron says we've loaded nuclear bombs, hydrogen bombs on the planes. We're going to send troops in. And then Olaf Scholz, the German chancellor, says, no, we're not. This is very close. And people think, oh, this will, yeah, they have a normalcy bias. World War I, World War II happened. We're overdue for this, folks. We're in grave danger. I don't just say that to like fear porn. I am physically sick. I have to control myself every day because I love my six-year-old daughter. I love my other kids, too. They're great. But little girl, man, I mean, I'm so close. I meet with Bilderberg group members off record. I mean, I have the meetings. They go, where should we go to? The globalists have moved into bunkers. And literally, we're sitting here. The public doesn't realize how much danger they're in, Roger.
Look, Alex, if you can look at the news and not be driven to pray, then there's something wrong with you. I mean, in all honesty, I did this on a Sunday evening, but looking at the news today just made me pray beyond the pray that I did at the Coral Ridge Presbyterian Church this morning. Look, I'm a hard-boiled political strategist and operative, no question about that. I've been accused of many, many, many things I didn't do. I've always said that I'd do anything to elect my candidates short of breaking the law, and I've lived by that. I was lynched in a Soviet-style show trial in Washington, D.C., in which all my rights were denied to me. But I also recognize you can't just walk away. You have to stay in the fight for the country. You do it. I do it. Tucker does it. It's tough to do without support. Ask people to go to StoneZone.com, go to the store, buy a book, buy a t-shirt, or just go and watch our broadcasts, go to the InfoWars store.
And by the way, let's be clear. It's almost like some embarrassing side thing. Oh, by the way, support me, please. Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin went to France and sold to the French for $5 a piece, the equivalent of like $5,000 or $10,000. I don't know, the inflation number was huge. American flags to fund the revolution. We are literally here toe-to-toe with the New World Order. What we want is your word of mouth, your prayer, and your support. Absolutely. Roger, 60-second closing comment. How's Trump doing? I know you talk to him all the time. How's his spirit? He looks stronger than ever.
Well, I have not talked to him today, but, you know, look, this guy is just, he's tough, and I think he's at his very best in crisis. He's very best in battle. He's supremely confident. He had a great rally in Ohio. Terrific shout out there for my friend J.R. Majewski. It was a terrific sign of strength. Sherrod Brown, the U.S. Senator there, polling under 50% against lesser-known Republican challengers. I think Bernie Moreno is the guy to beat him there. Trump endorsed Moreno. So he's very upbeat. He's very engaged in the fight. And if any reasonable person will go look at his comments, and I think this is key, because he's very specifically talking about the auto industry. He's talking about it before and after he makes the reference to the fact that if we don't stop this move towards electrical vehicles, which is costing thousands of jobs in places like Ohio.
Nobody's bankrupting us.
A bloodbath. It's not a call for violence. That is a distortion of
the definition is economic collapse. Roger Stone, talk to you soon. God bless.
Thank you, Alex. Great to be back with you.
Thank you. All right, coming up, Russell Brand and Eddie Bravo in the third and fourth hour tonight. This is going to be powerful. Please stay with us. Share this on X. Real Alex Jones. Share it everywhere. Separately, my dad's a great sponsor of the show. He's a dentist and oral surgeon. All the nano silver toothpaste, super blue, with the colloidal silver, the nano silver, with the tea tree, with the iodine, super blue, not available for years, now available, InfoWarsStore.com, does not have it. You've got to go to DrJonesNaturals.com. Go to DrJonesNaturals.com and get the nano silver toothpaste super blue. Get the other great products like the immune gargle nano silver. Get the wound gel. Get it all at DrJonesNaturals.com. A great sponsor. They fund the operation. DrJonesNaturals.com. Roger, thank you so much. Now, separately from DrJonesNaturals.com, InfoWarsStore.com, finally back in stock, X3. The highest quality iodine out there, does incredible things for your entire body. It is 40% off. X3, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. That's the new sale. It's not going to last long. X3, InfoWars Store. Fund the InfoWar now. You want people to fight? We're doing it. InfoWarsStore.com. All right, coming up, Russell Brand on the show. And then Eddie Bravo.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.